July 8, 1984, Seven Oaks, California. Neil Pierce, interviewed by Kay Beagle.
Okay.
Where were you born? In South Dakota, in Beaver County, South Dakota.
And born on a farm, or?
On a farm, at my parents' home. Yeah, that's, in those days, they didn't go to the hospital for such things.
But it was out on a farm?
Uh-huh.
And did you know your grandparents?
Yes.
Did they live around there, or?
Well, my mother's parents, they just lived a mile south of us on a farm. But my father's parents, I don't know where they lived when I was born, but they lived, after I could remember, they lived about 50 miles up the little town in Randall, South Dakota. And they had a big general store. They and my uncle and aunt had it together. Afterwards, my aunt ran the post office there until she retired in this little town. Well, that's my father's sister.
Yeah. How many generations have they been there, do you know?
You mean in South Dakota?
Yeah.
Well, they came from Michigan. My father was 8 years old when they came to South Dakota.
And what about your mother's family?
I don't know how old she was.
But she wasn't born yet.
No, she was born in Iowa. They came from Iowa in a covered wagon.
And have they been farmers in Iowa?
I think so, but I'm not sure of that.
What about your dad's family? Were they farmers in Michigan?
No. He skating rink in Michigan. Roller skating rink.
Really?
And what? Yeah, he was a teacher, and they owned this big skating rink, and I guess they had enormous business because they had gone around the country, and it was a huge building, and the flooring was laid around the way they skated. It wasn't straight.
Mm-hmm.
You never had to go across into the flooring. And it was hard maple, and I guess they really was something. And that's about all I can tell about that.
Why
are
you still fishing
back
to South Dakota then?
Well, most of the people that came to South Dakota in those years, they heard farming was great, and they could take up claims or pre-claims and preemptions. I can't think of what else. There's two or three things that they can take up with the government to get the farmland. Homestead too. And where my father's parents, where I was born, they took up one quarter section, and my aunt, that is never married, took up one west of there. And they called it, yeah, those are preemptions, I think you call those. And that's where that's where my folks lived all their life. Because when my parents got married, my father's folks went into business in little town of Hitchcock, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents bought everything, stock, farm, furniture, and everything. And that's where my folks lived all their life. Only place they lived.
Where were the places?
Well, I say that's the only place my parents lived.
And what kind of a farm was it?
It was a general farm. It was corn, wheat, most any kind of small grain, and head cattle, hogs. My folks didn't raised so many cattle after I could remember, but they always raised a lot of hogs.
And
Yeah, and he was quite a hand to have horses, because they farmed the horses, too. And at this particular time, I remember one time, he had five-horse team in the field, and a three-horse team plowing. So he had good horses, Perkins and Clydesdale.
Oh.
Outside of one driving horse, he had a driving horse that, Hamiltonian, I think they called it.
And what was the cash crop?
Or
did they sell the grain?
They sold the grain. That's the way they got the crop. I got money out. Out of their wages.
And was that what most of the farms around there were like?
Yes, most all farms. Well, most of them are still that way. There are a few that's rented for cash now, but the, most of them.
But that's the.
If you own your own farm, that's it.
But I mean, it's primarily grain is the.
Yes, grain.
Number one crop.
Grain and corn. They have enormous corn out there now.
And where was the railroad relative to all this?
Milwaukee Railroad went right through our home farm. About half of it on one side and the other. So our home was only about 40 yards from the railroad track. it ran from the Milwaukee, I don't know where it did come from, but it went through there, and it used to have four passenger trains a day and all the freight trains. But it's not even in operation now.
Yeah, but when they came out there, then they had a way to sell the crops
that they. Oh, yes, our hometown was, last year, it had the centennial, it's 100 years old last year. And that was the beginning. They had the railroad tracks come in there. That little town, Milwaukee and the Northwestern crossed each other in out of the hometown, and that's where they had grain elevators, where the grain was delivered and sold and shipped out there.
Are there other things
that I should ask you
about your grandparents that you remember? I don't know. What was the store like, the general store?
Well, it is a big store for a little town, and they had just about everything that you could think of in there that anybody would want to buy. And it was a big help to that community because it was about, how far was it to Falkton? That was the closest town that had any big business. And Redfield is 25 or 30 miles to any other town that had a store at Mount or anything at that time.
And what else was in the town?
Well, there was grain elevators.
Yeah.
Which every little town in South Dakota had them at that time, and a post office, two churches and a high school, or grade school too. They were all in one school there.
Mm-hmm.
And residential was probably, I would say it's probably the population 400 or 500. I don't know.
Did they have restaurants?
I don't think they ever had a restaurant there, if I ever remember. We never had gone to one there, It was 50 miles from where we lived.
And were there churches?
No, there were two churches. I don't remember which ones, but... Yeah, it was a pretty good community, farming area up in that area, too. There's extra good land up in there.
And Was that the town that you lived closest to?
No, see, that is 50 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I closest town is a little town called Bonilla. That is 4 miles and a half. But the town we... picking that up?
I know, but
why don't we just wait?
Okay, tell me about the closest town.
Well, the closest town is Bonilla, South Dakota.
Yeah.
That is 4 miles and a half out the Milwaukee Tracks from our place.
Yeah.
And the town that we went to mostly was Wolfie. And that's south.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 8 miles and a half down there, and that is right on the Milwaukee track. That was the town I told you where the two tracks crossed.
Okay, and did it have a general store?
Yeah, it had a big hotel and general store, clothing store, 3 grocery stores, 2 banks. Oh, yeah, they had a butcher shop, and several fire elevators, grain elevators, 2 big lumber yards. Let's see. I can't think of that. And they had their own electric light plant.
Yeah, they had a high school?
Yes, they had a high school. Years later, when I went to this, the high school, it was one of the biggest high schools around there. Covered a lot of territory.
How did the electric light plant work?
Well, when it got dark, they'd start the thing up so people in the town had electricity. They didn't have their refrigerators.
Did it run on coal or oil or?
Gasoline. I'm sure it's gasoline. Yeah, I know it's gasoline. Just a great big old stationary engine that pulls the generator to make electricity for the town.
And what year was this
thing? Oh, me. I don't know what time. Oh, when that went out.
This was like 100 years ago?
No, because I can remember the plant.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite 100.
Well, I was thinking it might have been there before you were born.
Well, it was there before I was born, I'm sure, but I don't know when they quit using it. It is probably...
Because that's kind of early for internal combustion engine.
It was probably 1915. I would say that. I can remember when they quit using it, but I have no idea what year it was. Because us kids that lived in country those days, if we got to go to town 2 or 3 times a year, we was lucky.
Yeah.
But I can remember that old thing of popping.
And they just used the electricity for life?
That's all it was, really. I can remember the first radio has been out of Wolfie. That has been about 26 as the first radio. And I know they had great electricity then for that. Yeah, well, that's right. There's battery radios. More than electric radios. They're electric.
Well, what was it like when you were a little kid? You grew up on a farm. Did you have regular chores you had to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always.
Well, not always. Come on.
When you live on a farm, there's always something that you have to do.
Well, not when you were small.
Well, I don't know how large that was, but my worst job was to pick up cobs, so they had cobs to burn in our cook stove. That's what the cook was, especially in the summertime, because they wouldn't last very long. They didn't.
Yeah.
But, well, I did that, then I had to milk, I learned to milk cows for 10 years old. And I think about 10, 11, my father got overheated in the harvest field and couldn't farm for, I think he wanted to farm 3 years. Then when he did start farming, mother helped in the field, and I had to be the cook. I made bread and everything on the, helped do all the chores, all that, and when she worked the field all the time. Of course, she always told me how, and till I learned how, and what to do when, and so I'd be ready when they come in from the field, and all that.
You have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother, because he's 5 and a half years younger than I am, and he didn't do so much right at that time, but of course he was getting big enough to pick up cobs and all that stuff. That was one of the chores that most kids hated to do on everybody's farm, pick up cobs. I don't know why it was such a terrible job, but it'd be kind of fun to do something like that now.
What was it like around there? Did you have wood to heat your house with?
No, it was just out in the open prairie. There are very few trees in the country. They had been coal, bought coal. And my folks always got a supply early in the fall, so they didn't have to be hauling coal in the wintertime. Because mostly about as close as they could get, and 8 miles and a half with a load of coal on a wagon or a sled, with a team of horses, a long ways in the wintertime.
And what did you do for fun when you were a kid? Did you go to church?
Oh, we did. Farm folks and us, they usually had church in the summertime, see, like in the country schools or places like that. Make some, not like a lot of people, but we did quite a lot.
And where did you go to school?
In the little country school, they call it the Boyle School. That was by Main Street, like a mile and a half from where we lived.
So you didn't have to go to town?
No. No. And one year I had to go to another school, and it was 2 miles and a half. That is, they call that the Leach School. Because there wasn't enough scholars to go to the other school, and I had to, so that township didn't have a teacher that year, so I had to go down there. But the first year I went, I just went 3 months in the spring.
How come?
Well, that's the way it do, and then my aunt took me to school. I was her last year of school in eighth grade. Then when I went to the fellow school, my uncle would come up across the pasture with his horse and buggy by. Sometimes he'd get putting up there, so I'd get down to his place. I'd start walking, and he'd come meet me every time. Never forget that. I guess he was the worst uncle I had, but I thought my loving any uncle I had. I guess because he was kind of a kid with me. He was just 10 years older than I was.
So, was the school a center of social life in the community, or?
Usually, if they had any programs or a lot of parties, box socials especially, they'd have them in the schools. But most of the entertainment through the country was at people's homes. They'd have parties here and there, or wherever anybody wanted to have one. They usually had the house full. And then they usually would have a dance. You can imagine dancing in rooms about half as big as this one. And sometimes smaller than that.
And did just the neighbors get together and play music?
Yeah, usually. I had two uncles that played a whole lot. Fred's dad and his brother played well, played more than anybody I know around in that area. Sometimes other people would come in. There used to be some people up by Essex Town that'd come down once in a while and play.
What
do you think you play? Usually just violins or accordion. I had an uncle that played quite a lot, but by marriage, he played an accordion. He was a bohemian. He made good dance music for those times. Sorry, I had to do that.
That's okay. That's good.
Now you hear
some trucks going by.
It didn't
last long. So you went to this country
school till
like the 8th grade?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you go to high school?
1 year. And I go to school. I went to my brother and I started high school the same time he did.
How'd you manage that? If he was
I was just out of school that long.
Oh.
And I decided I wanted to go to high school, and so it arranged it so it could. I was 21 years old when I went to high school.
And you just farmed at home?
Uh-huh. I was just home. That's all.
Did you ever have any other jobs or work for anybody else?
Oh, once in a while I got help from my grandparents. Well, the Irish see these different times when my folks didn't need me, they needed me home. So my dad wasn't able to work much, you know. And us boys had to do most of it. After he had that trouble with his heart, he never was real well. And mother too, because she always worked, raised chickens, and that was one of the big projects on the farm. Of her raising chickens. Never, because you traded eggs for groceries. That's what the farmers did. Then they just take them to the grocery store and buy the groceries with the eggs.
What kind of groceries did you buy?
Well, most. They didn't buy any fresh baked stuff. It's like flour, canned vegetables, and they didn't have fresh vegetables then, and canned stuff mostly.
You didn't have a garden where you grew vegetables?
Oh, yeah, we did. We grew fresh vegetables, but I meant to come buy them in the store, they sell them. And once in a while, there'd be fresh fruit that you could get. Bananas would come in, or maybe they'd have some this week, maybe it might be a month before you'd ask more. Or apples, or any kind of fruit like that at that time. But usually at Christmas time, they'd have several kinds of fruit. And just everything was like salt and pepper and sugar and stuff like that. But my folks used to order a lot of that stuff from Montgomery Ward. 100 pounds of sugar is they saved several dollars on it from buying there. Because in the fall, folks usually had enough flour and sugar to last all winter. Mm-hmm. In case it got snowed in, it could be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have to worry about going to town.
There wasn't a mill around there where you could have your own grain mill.
Well, yes. They, Well, the last I could remember, my dad used to take wheat to the mill and trade it for flour. It was about 20 miles. It would take him all day to go over there and back to my horses.
So after that, did they not have to buy flour?
Well, they did some, but not as much after they got to be a man. And they usually get gram flour, but that is the whole grain, you know. And then the regular white flour. That is over near the James River where this was. Then there was another place that he never did go, that was a little further, but here in South Dakota, that is about 26 miles.
Where did you grow in the garden?
Oh, about everything you can think of. Potatoes, sweet corn, squash. squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, cucumbers, beet, carrots, lettuce. And 1 year, 3 years, they had strawberries, more than they could eat.
Did your mother put things up and make jam?
Oh, yeah, she canned a lot of jam. When she get fruit, and she canned vegetables, and always canned meat, or put it down somewhere so she'd have meat through the summer. They'd keep in the wintertime. That's when they usually did their butchering, in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. How would you surprise me? You said they bought canned vegetables.
I didn't quite understand.
You said before that one of the things they bought at the store or traded their eggs for was canned vegetables. And I just always thought people had a new cellar and they canned things.
Well, they did, mostly. But they bought quite a little stuff like that, too. Stuff that they didn't have that they wanted. And most of the canned fruit, when they bought canned stuff, was a fruit, because there wasn't much fruit in that country.
Yeah.
But usually in the season, mother would can pears and peaches. That is the main thing that she canned.
And where did you get the clothes? Did you buy them, or did your mother make them?
Buy them. I don't think she ever made a boy's clothes. She did when he was little, she made for a small boy, when he was small, but otherwise she always bought the clothes. You know, she used to make herself dresses and stuff like that, but not of boys. Now she made most of her dresses.
Not to worry.
Well, you'll have that on the tape, too.
What?
Not to worry.
not a big thing. What else do you remember about growing up on a farm that I haven't asked you about?
The bad storms we always had was one of the things. I was scared to death of them when I was 4.5 years old. A tornado took our building off of the house and ruined part of the house. And after that, what bothered me so, my folks had just bought me a little new play wagon.
Yeah.
And there was a place between, we had a cistern, there was a place about that wide, 3 foot wide maybe. 3.5 in that, and it had a box about that high over the top of the cistern. And I saw I kept my wagon. And we went to the cyclone cellar, and the dad said, "Did you put your wagon away?" And I didn't, and I remember taking it. But when, after the storm, it was way down where the barn was, all broke to pieces. And that just broke my heart, because I can remember that better than anything I think ever happened to me. And that is one of the bad things of that country, and it still is. After I grew up and got big enough to run around, dances was my hobby, chasing all over the country going to dances. I didn't want to miss any, but I did miss some.
Did you go on a horse?
Well, I have. After I got old enough, we had cars. I started to drive. I never drove a car till I was 17 years old. My folks' second car, I think it was. Their first car was a 1906 Wrangler. Two-cylinder.
Yeah.
Then the next one was a Leo, a 1915. They got that new, because the Armory was a used car when they got it. They got it in 1909.
Did they have a tractor then to fly with?
No. They did it all with horses. Up to... Well, I never work for my folks was a tractor. After we married, my brother and my dad got a tractor. I have to do it on my own, and I work for other people that had tractors.
What about harvest time? Was the crop small enough that you could harvest it yourself?
Yes, I had machinery to harvest this.
What kind of machinery?
Binders is what most of it, and my grandparents had a hedger. A lot of mine, I run into the tape.
You want to start? We can start.